Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Jen Hoff, the president of Taffy Event Strategies. Jen, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Now, you are the trade show host for the covering show. You actually manage the show for coverings. And we got a press release back in July of last year that said that you were taking this role from the company that had it for several years was NTP, National Trade Productions, and now you have it, right?
That is correct. NTP is a great company. It is normal business practice for trade shows to go out for a competitive bid.
Yeah.
My company, Taffy Event Strategies, we have a great operation here in Arlington, Virginia, and we are really looking forward to producing a great event.
Well, I should point out, too, that you and I have done an interview before because you used to work for NTP. And so not only are you a little bit of continuity to the, you know, this show, but you also bring with you several of the NTP players like Elena Grant.
Right. Michelle Neville-Peak is helping to put the conference program together.
Yeah.
And Elena Grant has joined on with our operation. Like I said, we are looking forward to producing a great event. We love coverings in the tile and stone industry, and we're looking forward in just a few weeks to see our friends and colleagues in Orlando.
Well, I can tell you because I hire people, and I know for a fact that fresh blood brings new energy. So I know it's going to be an exciting show. Again, you mentioned it's April 4th to the 7th in Orlando this year, so it's just right around the corner, right?
Yes. So we'll be heading out soon to get everything all set up. And we do have a great team coming out. You'll be seeing some new faces. And you mentioned some old friends, too.
Any way of getting a feel for the anticipated crowd for this year's show?
I would say we're looking at over 25,000 attendees.
Okay.
And a good mix of all the industry.
I got to applaud the show for a couple of reasons. One is you don't always go to Orlando. That's kind of your base, and you do end up going there often. But you also kind of move around a little bit, and I think that's good and fresh.
That's great. We do take input from all the different stakeholders of the show, the attendees, the exhibitors, and Orlando is going to be great this year. We do like to try some new places and then, like you said, come back to Orlando on a regular rotation.
So I'm sure at this stage of the game, most people who are going have already made plans and already have their ticket. So my primary purpose for the next few minutes is to highlight some of the things that have changed about the show and to accentuate a few things that people need to make sure they don't miss. But before we do that, real quick, let me just point out this show is owned by five entities. I always like to point that out because having owners that are making their living in the business means that the objective of this show is to grow the business, and they're focused on this business. So you've got the, I'm not going to go through all the alphabet, but you've got the Distributor Association, you've got the Italian Trade Association, you've got Contractors Association, you've got the North American Trade Association, and you've got the Spanish Trade Association involved, right?
Right, and it's a great collaboration, and all of those different entities will be represented in various ways throughout the conference program and in different pavilions and exhibits on the floor and different programs. And then we have also a number of international pavilions and a machinery area and meeting suites. So we'll have a very great representation, you know, of the industry in the conference programs and throughout the exhibit floor.
And this is the largest ceramic tile and stone show in the United States, and it draws retailers, distributors, interior designers, manufacturers, importers, installers, fabricators. Did I get them all?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep up with you, but design professionals, some builders and real estate developers as well.
Uh-huh.
And of course, we bring in some journalists and get a lot of coverage that way too.
Some things not to miss, if you don't mind. Obviously, the education track, I think there's over 100 different things you can go see, but give us a few highlights, if you would.
So the conference program is free of charge, as well as visiting the exhibits. And you can still register the website, coverings.com, or mm-hmm. you can show up on site, register at our registration area. We do have some tried and true, in addition to the conference program, some areas on the show floor, like the live demo stage mm-hmm. area. We'll have what we call appreciation days, where on April 4th we'll be recognizing the builders and remodelers. Architect and designer day is April 5th. Contractors will have some highlighted programming on the 5th and the 6th, and fabricator day on the 7th. That's not to say you can come any day and, mm-hmm. and get the breadth of the industry, but we do have some special programming on those days for those areas. For new things, we have done some self-audit tours through our mobile app, and we'll have a kiosk on site where people can pick up some headphones and do some tours on the floor, including like a trends tour. We have a Spanish and English tours, coverings 101 overview, so that's exciting. We also have a NASCAR racing experience, which NTCA, Schluter, and Latacrete are going to be sponsoring, and you can get a real feel for what it would be like to be a race car driver actually on the show floor. Mm-hmm. And, of course, our installation and design showcase is a tried-and-true fun area on the floor. And this year we're going to actually be building three tiny houses. Each one will have its own personality, and we'll be featuring a session on Thursday where you can kind of deconstruct how that all came together. It's going to be really exciting.
Does that replace, I know for several years you've had those four or five on-site, you know, there was sponsors and designers and contractors
yep.
involved. You still doing that?
Yep, that's what that is. But okay. This year it's going to be, instead of little vignettes of we've done bathrooms and other things
right.
in the past, the theme this year will be the tiny houses, and then those will go on and live out in the real world after the show is done. So okay. we're excited about that.
All right. Now, I've looked at the schedule, and there's a couple of things I'm certainly not going to miss. One of them is the Trends in Tile panel that you're going to have Tuesday afternoon. It looks like you've got a good mix of people there, Ryan Faison and several good players there. And then there's a ceramic tile market forecast on Wednesday, and the reason I'm not going to miss that is that our own economist, Santo Tercivia, is teaming up with Donata Grosser, and that's always a great presentation. And I also see that you have Randy Pfizer and you have Jim Dion. So those are all great speakers. And every year they're giving some type of presentation, and I always enjoy those.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to draw attention to?
I think the whole show is going to be great, and everybody should come on down. A lot of networking, a lot of education, and a lot of things to see. So to stay on top of all the trends and the new things and check it out. It's going to be great.
Let me ask you real quick, the exhibit space reservations, are they on par with previous years?
Oh, yeah. We're sold out. The show floor will be completely filled up. So we're excited about that.
Have you checked the weather for April the 4th to the 7th in Orlando?
Oh, it's going to be gorgeous.
Okay.
Perfect weather.
All right. Fantastic. Well, I look forward to being there with you. Again, been talking to Jen Hoff, the president of Taffy Event Strategies, the host of The Covering Show, about The Covering Show, April 4th to the 7th in Orlando. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.